seconds, 2 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's about it.
Sitting on an angle.
Lunch.
Mm. Any good?
Good.
Good.
When you're hungry?
Fox, got it.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Mmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Now,
Papa,
Chili.
Now, Papa. No, no. No,
I'm going to go to the next day.
This is nice.
Wow.
Yeah? This is nice. Oh, shopping!
Bring your passports and money with you all the time, or passports and money keep with you all the time. But bring your prayer books, then they're going to bring their robes, and they're going to bring their fruits and everything here, and we're going to go to the stupa main office. Okay? We're going to be in the stupa until 9 o'clock closes at night. Then we'll come here, rest for a little while, then we go eat, order food at 10 o'clock. Okay, then tonight you guys have a early night. Okay? So I'll see you guys here in 20 minutes. I'll wait for you. 20 minutes, alright? Thank you. 20 minutes. Okay. No need a long explanation. Come sit. Anybody, everybody fit in? Who's not here? Just come in and close the door. Anila, you come sit here. Yashida. Then you sit here with the monks. Crystal, come. Where's Crystal?
It's on the chair.
Sit here. Yeah, sit on the chair, Crystal. Okay, everybody just sit on the floor for a few minutes. We squeeze in.
Wow.
Everybody sit down. Sit down for a minute, just find your place, never mind.
Oh.
Okay, okay, listen up, listen up.
Hey, where's
my nigga?
Hey, where's my
nigga? Oh, okay, that's the
Where's Florence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know a few things before we go out. One is, traditionally, Monang is a prayer festival for the New Year's. Alright? Okay, camera off for a minute. Listen. Traditionally, the Monang Festival is started by Lama Tsongkhapa himself. Before that, there is no Monang Festival at all. None at all. And there was no celebration. Lama Tsongkhapa, when he appeared, he made a... Okay, everybody? He made a festival for all of us to celebrate the New Year's. And every year, traditionally, His Holiness will give teachings. The Dalai Lama will give teachings on the Buddha's life story, Jataka, or Buddha's life story. In any case, it's traditionally a function made in Ganden, Sera, and Dreifeng. Every year they would celebrate in Tibet. And this would be celebrated, all the monks of Ganden, Sera, Dreifeng would gather in Plaza and they would celebrate. Now, because of the people in exile, all this is celebrated in Ganden, Sera, and Dreifeng. Every year we switch to different monasteries. Now, the other sects, such as the Kagyupas and the Nyingmapas, traditionally didn't have a place to celebrate, we'll do it together in Plaza. But now it's very inconvenient because we're not in our country anymore. So for all the sects and everybody to gather in Ganden, it would be physically totally impossible. Not cannot be. So what happens is the Kagyupas and the Nyingmapas have rented the place in Bodh Gaya around this time of the year, every year. For a few days, they would invite their high lamas to give teachings and all that stuff. And they would have their celebrations here. So today, the Kagyu Monang, means the Kagyu sects Monang prayers have concluded. And I think there's 1 or 2 days break. And then the Nyingmapas come here, and then they have their Nyingmapa Monang. Whereas the Gelugpas all have it in Ganden, Sera, and Dreifeng, very, very big. So that's why there's part of the big, huge entourage of monks and nuns and people going back and forth. And that was part of the reason we had a very difficult time, except for our people here, to rent this place. Very, very difficult. And it's packed. So that's one. The second thing is Root Institute belongs to Lama Sopa Rinpoche. And Lama Sopa Rinpoche has been kind to me in many, 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 many ways. So I've been to this institute. I used to stay there and I used to get teachings there. And what happens is, Henry.
Yes?
Tomorrow remind me about people staying there.
Yes.
With Frank, huh?
Yes.
Anyways, I went to Root Institute on our last visit here and they didn't have, they had some statue, they didn't have any. So I told them I'd like to offer them a Lama Tsongkhapa statue. They were very, very happy about that. They were very, very pleased. So Khungwan Namgyel was very nice. He went there in Delhi. He stayed there and he went to the statue maker's place and he arranged them and chased them to get it done. And he got it done in time. He came down here on the train and this arrived yesterday. Day before yesterday. Then all the monks here, they came, they cleaned and washed him. You know, very nice. And then yesterday morning until yesterday night, Khungwan Namgyel painted the gold on the face. Now the mantras are not done yet. The mantras are going to be put in, and then the clothes. The clothes doesn't finish till February because the clothes are made of brocade. Just like in our center, it will take more time. So the clothes, we let them know, and I also sponsored a huge cabinet to place them in. So the director of Root Institute is Frank Brock. He's from Australia. He's coming tomorrow morning to see me, and the cat's out of the bag. He knows I'm a Rinpoche, so bad luck for me. Anyways, I was trying to keep a secret because I don't want any fanfare. So what's going to happen is he's going to come here tomorrow morning to see me at 9:30. 9:30, Henry?
Yes.
9:30 morning, in the morning, he's going to see me. What we're going to do is Tuesday in the morning, we're all going to go to Root Institute. We're going to stand outside, which is about 10 minutes from here. We're going to stand outside, and then we'll bring the statues over there. And when the statues arrive, we'll all walk in a single file. What we'll do is, we'll walk in a single file, all of us, they'll arrange. We'll have katas, we'll bring some biscuits and offerings, and we're going to invite Lama Tsongkhapa into Root Institute. Then we're going to invite Lama Tsongkhapa in, and we're going to put him on the temporary altar they're going to have ready. And then we'll all make 3 prostrations, we'll offer some biscuits and whatever, and we'll offer katas, and we'll say, thank you very much for letting us collect merit. Because we're going to put these holy statues over there, and it's going to be used for worship by many, many pilgrims. People from around the world come here, they're going to go to the center. And I specifically dedicated for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche's work to be grow even more in the world, because he's one of my teachers. So that's why these statues are here, and it was a lot of hard work. And I've already gotten sponsorship for this, and everything's done, only the clothes. So we're going to celebrate that. Now, tonight is going to be a little bit busy at the stupa because of all these festivals going on. What we're going to do now is they brought the clothes, and they brought the fruits, and the flowers are over there. So I'd like everybody to stay together, and so that you can hear what's going on. We're going to go to the temple. When you get to the temple, outside, I will give you guys a signal. You take off your shoes. Everybody bring their sandals now. All right? Don't bring your regular shoes. You bring your sandals now. You bring a plastic bag or whatever. And when you get outside the temple, you will put this in your backpack. All right? You put this in the backpack. You walk around in your socks or barefoot. I don't recommend barefoot. In your socks, okay? In India, it's a sign of respect to walk without your shoes in a holy place. It's considered very, very disrespectful. So each person has their own culture. It's fine. All right? And we're going to walk inside the stupa. We're going to make three prostrations inside the main stupa. We're going to walk into the temple complex. We'll walk, make a circumambulation. Please do not joke. Laugh out loud. Play tricks. Be serious. All right? Because we're here to pray. We can joke and play over there in Malaysia. And when you come here, be serious. When we enter the temple complex, please recite mantras. You can recite Mitsama, Omani Temho, Untari Kutari Torisa, Teatam Vegas Vegas Ma Vegas Vegas, somebody saw, whatever, Medicine Buddha mantra, whatever you like. Recite mantras and walk around and think this is the holy abode of Buddha. And all the people that have been kind to you, all the people that have been kind to you, especially your parents or anybody else that has done anything from you from the time you were born up till now, think when you're walking around the stupa complex or reciting mantras, may this benefit them. May they understand the Dharma. May they have long life. May they have health. May their negative karma be purified. May their obstacles be cleared. May they have a happy life and they be very healthy. May they gain great love and understanding and patience. May they gain Buddhahood. Think like that very strongly while you're going around the temple complex. We're going to circumambulate once. And then we're going to come to the center, take off our shoes and walk down. Be very careful. At this time, I need the young men. I need the young men to help the elderly people down the stairs so no one slips and has an accident, because going down is slightly steep, but nothing dangerous. Just hold on to the railing, okay? So don't wait for someone to say, help me. Look, observe who needs help. We talked about it in the center. That's the second thing. And when we walk inside the temple, it's small, it's crowded. Make three prostrations. Make a prayer quickly. And offer up the robes. And fruits to Lord Buddha. When the monks are free, what they do is they actually take the robes and they put it onto the Buddha. When they're very busy, they won't. So you leave it on the altar, it doesn't matter. And they'll put it onto the Buddha, and the clothes that has been worn and used, they leave it on for a little while. They actually sell it off to maintain the Mahabodhi Society here, which is a very good society from Sri Lanka that maintains the whole temple complex, cleaning and support. Also, they give it to the poor, the blind, the money. So it's very, very, very good. So you do that. After you do that, you make prayers. And the statue you're going to see is a statue I've talked to you so many times about. It was made 60 years after Lord Buddha's parinirvana, made by one of his female disciples. And it is said to resemble Buddha the most. All right? And it's a black stone, but it's covered in gold because His Holiness Dalai Lama offered gold on the whole body. All right? After we see the holy Buddha in there, you make prostration, we go outside, we'll circumambulate around the main stupa, towards the front of the stupa, because we enter through the back. To the front of the stupa, you'll see the holy tree of Lord Buddha. It's gated in. It was made by the Sri Lankan government to protect the tree and the Vajra Asana. Vajra Asana literally means the square seat where Lord Buddha sat and became enlightened. So we're circumambulating at the tree itself, make up a powerful prayer. Sometimes they have it open, sometimes they have it closed because of the crowd. It's very difficult to maintain the crowd. And it doesn't matter if you actually go inside or not. You're there. That's it. And circumambulate, all right, circumambulate. We're going to circumambulate there for about 1 to 2 hours. If you're tired, you can sit on the side, watch people circumambulate. Please don't have petty talk. Please do your mantras and pray. Whatever prayers you have, make strong, strong prayers over there, all right? And then don't stray and wander off. Nothing dangerous is going to happen to you, but it's difficult to give you a message. So stay within the temple complex, all right? If anyone needs a toilet while you're there, there is a toilet within temple complex. You have to walk. The temple complex is square. This is the mandala area. All right? Towards the end, you'll see here a toilet. It's within the complex. You'll say toilet. You just go down. It's relatively clean. I mean, as clean as a public place can be. All right? To take a pee-pee, it's no problem. It's free. As far as I know, it was free the last time. You can wear your shoes in there, by the way. And Do not jump up and down and try to get the leaves of the tree. If the leaves fall, you can grab it. Usually there's a bunch of people hawking and standing there watching for a leaf to fall. Some people don't pray and meditate, they just wait for a leaf to fall. What's the point? Leaf fall, nothing happened to you. Better to pray for bodhicitta. I don't look for leaves. I used to 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. Not anymore, I've moved up. Anyway, sometimes when you're praying there, meditating, you'll see all of a sudden there's a commotion. People jump and scream just because a leaf fell. So you see like 20 people run and try to grab it, you know, it's like a catwalk. That's what's going to happen now. The monks and everybody has prepared the fruits and the offerings. We're going to go out now, and we're going to collect our fruits, and then we're going to collect our robes. Everybody carries their robes and fruits, carry it respectfully, because it's for Lord Buddha. Okay? And then when we get to the tree area, when we get to the temple complex area, we're going to pick up our flowers. Alright, so then we walk in, circumambulate around, then take off our shoes, walk in, offer the flowers, the robes, and the fruits to Lord Buddha. Because we're a big group, we can't hang out there, and I can't give you a speech and talk. So I'm telling you guys now. And then after you finish that, we come out, we walk towards the tree. And then around the stupa, you see the various deities, Vajrasattva, Green Tara, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara. Very, 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 very beautiful, very, very wonderful. Do your prayers there. It's the holiest spot. This is our Mecca, all right? And then we'll take refuge there. Day after tomorrow, whatever, I'll let you guys know. Okay? Any questions about what we're going to do now? Then after we finish at the tree, closes at 9. We close at 9, then we come back here. We take a little bit of break, then we go to eat 10 o'clock. We already ordered food. Then we could get up early night, so we can get up early and go to a stupa. Okay? Tomorrow, what time we meet, all that, I'll let you know tomorrow. Okay? Any questions? Okay, today's Tibetan 15th is considered a very auspicious day. We have ordered 10,000 chichigura. We have ordered 10,000 butter lamps. So after we circumambulate around the tree, everybody get together, meet with me. We'll go to offer the butter lamps to the Lord Buddha. Very nice. 10,000. So each one of us, we just grab something, we just light it together. While you're lighting the butter lamps, remember what's the significance of the lamp. The lamp, when you light to Lord Buddha, dispels ignorance, increases wisdom. Just like a lamp dispels the darkness of a room, without getting into a long story. When you offer a lamp, you're asking Buddha to give you wisdom, the wisdom to differentiate between positive and negative, to take the right path, to make the right decisions, and to develop the good qualities of the mind. In the Hiruka Tantra, the second chapter, Hiruka's Tantra, or Hiruka himself, recommends to us, Hiruka's Chakra Sambhara, recommends in his tantra, if we want great attainments, if we want high attainments in our mind, we should practice offering light to the Buddha. So as many lights as we can offer is very, very important. Dispelling negativity, increasing wisdom, understanding, practice, and actual attainments. And the attainment part was spoken by Chakrasambhara himself in chapter 2 of his root tantra commentary. And it's very, very auspicious. So I prepared 10,000. It's not very expensive. I'll get the costs. Those of you who want to make a donation toward that, you can make a donation. Those of you who don't want to, never mind. Just share it together. It doesn't really matter. Whatever's left, I'll cover. I'll be more than happy. You guys don't want to make a donation? Let me know. I'm very happy also. Because this is offering, I don't mind at all. It's very, very nice. And it's... because it is. Okay, it's 20,000 rupees. Nichigama. Every piece is 2 rupees. So that's 20,000 rupees, which is about 1,600. Anybody with a calculator? Anybody off the head? How much is 1 rupee, 1 ringgit? Anybody know? Nobody?
10 rupees.
10 rupees? Okay, it's 2,000 ringgits, alright? So whatever you guys want to contribute, no problem, because it's, I hate to say it, it's much cheaper than Kachara Lotus Lamps. So imagine 2,000 Kachara Lotus Lamps, they are 6,000 ringgit. No, it's about, how much? How much would that be, Maple?
2,000 ringgit.
It's
1,000
ringgit. Is it?
Yeah.
10,000. 10,000. No, these are 10,000. Oh, never mind. Let's not bargain here. We're in Bodh Gaya. But everything must be bargained. You're really Malaysian, you know? You're not Malaysian anymore. You're Buddhist. Okay? So we're going to offer the butter lamp. We'll go to, again, we go from here. We pick up our fruits. Everybody carry their own, unless you're paraplegic. Or you have a broken arm, and you get your robes. Then, outside of the temple, we pick up our flowers. After the flowers, we go to the temple, we circumambulate outside, recite mantras, please. All right, any mantras you know, or the 8 verses of transforming the mind is excellent. If anybody has that memorized, or the 8 praises, the Hiruka, or a 6-session Guru Yoga. 6-session Guru Yoga, because it's a praise to your Guru, meditation Guru, if you know that by heart. 8-line praise to Hiruka or Vajrayogini, if you know that by heart. 8 verses of thought transformation, if you know that by heart. Or if you don't know any of that by heart, then you just, Om Mani Padme Hum. You should know that by heart, for God's sakes. Okay? Then we go inside, offer the robes, fruit to Buddha, very auspicious. It's not the only day, we're going to do it every day. Then we're going to go outside and circumambulate around the tree. Okay, when everybody's finished inside, we'll go upstairs and offer the barley lamps. After we finish the barley lamps, we come down and circumambulate until it's closed. Then we come here at 9, whatever, and clean up a little. Then we go eat banana fritters again. Okay, questions please? Okay, clear? Good. Remember, think we want to achieve bodhicitta. Think like that, we want to achieve bodhicitta, okay? Think clearly. We have the offerings. Without making a long ado, think like this, alright? May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by the virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil or ever fall. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression by my merits that I make. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the hopeless find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome fruits bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed by the powerless. May the powerless find power, and the people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In your pilgrimage book, which I have offered each one of you, the 8 praises are, the 8 verses of transforming the mind are there. After you make the offerings, while you circumambulate, I would recommend you guys, after offering everything, sit down by the tree, find a nice cozy spot, and recite the 8 praises, and recite the Om Mani Padme Hum. Why? Develop the mind of bodhicitta at the tree. That's the place where Buddha became enlightened. So develop the mind of bodhicitta at that tree. Does everybody have their book now? Yes. Please take it out. Cha.
And this is.
You should keep it by you, Chad. You're supposed to be helping me. This doesn't help. Okay. Please, everybody go to preliminaries quickly. Page 1. Recite the increased mantra together. Let's recite that 7 times together because we're going to collect merit. Let's increase the merits, all right? We don't have this opportunity every day. Ready? Om Sambara, Sambara, Vimana Sarama Java Om. Om Marambara, Vimana Sarama Java Om. Om Sambara, Sambara, Vimana Sarama Java Om. Om Marambara, Vimana Sarama Java Om. Om Sambara, Sambara, Vimana Sarama Java Om. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om Namah Shivaya Then with your rosary, hold it in your hand, left and right, doesn't matter. Recite the rosary mantra because you can use this at the stupa. Any mantra you recite is multiplied 100,000 times. Jinai, help him take his mala out. His hand is broken.
It's okay.
Koki, here. Koki. Okay, everybody. Om Rutsira Mani Prabhataya. 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 Blow on your mala. When you're doing this mantra, you don't use your mala. You roll it up and keep it in the palm of your hand to be blessed. This is a blessing of the mala. It's not using the mala. Om Rutsira Mani Prabhataya. Om Rutsira Mani Prabhataya. Every day when you blow on the mala, whatever mantras you recite using this mala will be increased by 100,000 times. The effect is very powerful. This is taught by Buddha. Okay? Why? During our time, our life is short, lots of obstacles. Whatever practice we do, we want to have the maximum benefit. Now, please go to page 67. Okay, please read with me quickly, but concentrate. You're a little uncomfortable, never mind. We're here for pilgrimage. Tough it out because it's good for us. Homage to my guru, the youthful Manjushri. Hold on. Like, come on. In India, it's like this all the time. Sometimes it goes up for 1 month, it never comes back. We lived in a monastery, no water, no light, like that all the time. People practice Dhamma here, very good. Nobody else can read. Can you see with that?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Turn it on, smile. Those adrift on great seas of suffering have received the powerful God made good. To your lotus feet, the fact that God has offered to our head.
You are the one who chooses to pay the fees of fortune and let your children fall. If you follow me, who seeks to help others, listen to God as a new spirit. Therefore, let me come and really work on. Should you be left to train your thoughts again and again on such certainties, you will go on with your mind. And even if you do, you will stand on the ground of the world for this life.
Thank you. Okay, now please go recite with me. In short, think about Lama Tsongkhapa and your guru as one. Recite Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra 3 times. Meet me. Page 45, Tara. We think of all the Yidam, every single Yidam in existence in the form of the goddess Tara, to clear our obstacles, clear our problems and difficulties, grant our wishes, and especially our Dharma practice to flourish. Alright? Please recite the above 3 times. Very short, that short form of 21 phrases. I'll tell you a story about that another time. Om Chom Nen, let's go. Om Chom Nen Nen. Om Chom Lights. Good, this is very interesting, see? Okay. Om Chom Nen Nen. All my posture to the goddess, all destroyer, liberating the Ikara. Homage to Tara, since there is zero in the beginning, having all fears, grant all penitence we need. Om Tari Utari Purisa, 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 Om Tari Utari Purisa. Okay, let's do the Tibetan. Hong. In a Rakshas form, ruby mountain glorious with 100-fold, embraces the 7 portions of unified fire, emanating to death is all possible theory, raising the priority and protecting the teachings. Ula Sese Fame Sese Gu, Ama Ula Kube Serapsu, Rase Kize, Sisu Kitunia Chirak. Wearing brightly blazing helmet on your crown, and let the male glittering exceedingly bright light, mounted on a beautiful saddle, bright wisdom horse, explore the tree of a single instant. Praise to you. Mama Jebe, Ebe, Beje, Ebe, Jebe, Ebe, Chinen, Chebe, Chebo, Chabo, raising great cudgel, dispatching minutes of armed hosts, and upholding the news which binds enemies to destructors. A bell hang, tigers from the river, and the power of great wild sent, praise to you. Dancer who sends forth peaceful round emanations of body, speech, and mind qualities and activities with powerful ability to exhibit any appearance whatsoever. Praise your transformation to the and devas and nakas. Cause the precious teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni, the assembly is present and teaching to practice, and the sponsor to those who hold the teachings increase in the flourish like a waxing moon. Jidai 1/5. In all the world has not interruption without exception. Praise we just did to set up is written by His Holiness the Fifth Dalai Lama, Jesun Lama Losang Gyatso. If you have anything danger, if you have any problems, you need to go for a very big project, anything urgent, with a good heart and good motivation, if you recite that praise 3 times, and then you recite this one 10 malas, and you recite this 10 malas, Om Maya Chasa Swaha, relax, and you visualize Setra behind you, protecting you and enveloping you, red light, and then whatever you want to accomplish, you visualize from heart, etc., red light going out, and touching the person or thing or whatever you want to change or help for the better. And visualize the lights going there. We call this Sikji Chenpo, means you will get great, glorious power, what's that called? Magnificence. Means from your body will be magnificent. On that day that you did the prayer, people, difficult to resist you, difficult not to agree with you. You do this continuously and set up your main protector because his color is red. He has the power to influence, control, convert from positive, from negative to positive. Anything positive to negative cannot, or negative cannot. Positive only. He's Amitabha, remember. So he's the Buddha of the speech family, he's Buddha of the lotus family, and he's red in color, meaning control. Alright? So just now we did a very quick prayer of the Lama, Lama Tsongkhapa, Yidam, Tara, and Dharma Protect, etc. So think like that very carefully. Have good thoughts. Now we go to the stupa, alright? And recite mantras all the way.
Think at this very spot in front of the Lord Buddha. This is the image I've been telling you all about for many, many years. It was 60 years. It was created 16 years after Lord Buddha's parinirvana by his female disciple, and carved his exact likeness. It is actually a big, fast black stone kept under the ground until the British colonials dug it up and enshrined it here. And His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama offered the beautiful gold on it. So this is you can say it's the most sacred Buddha image in the world, the most original. So the monk is very kind. He will offer the robes continuously to us constantly, and. This is what we did during Buddha's time. We offered robes and food, just like we're doing now. So we're about to chant the verses of dedicating the merits to become a fully enlightened being. Do not make your mind wander. Think clearly and focus. May I achieve Buddhahood. May I achieve Buddhahood. For the sake of all sentient beings, may I achieve Buddhahood. In order that I may free myself and others from all temporal obstacles and ultimate harm and unhappiness. Think like that very clearly and strongly while I recite the verses of dedication 3 times. Get on. think very pity for making these offerings. And all the people that have been kind to you in your life, all the people that have thought about you, even the enemies and people who have harmed you, may they achieve full enlightenment. May you achieve your temporary goals and ultimate goals. Get on. Get on. Convivere. Where there is no Dharma, let there be the Dharma in our hearts and outside. Where there is Dharma, let it become clear and grow. Where there is the wisdom to standing in Dharma, may we make it understood. May we free the unhappiness of others, relieve the sufferings of others. May all the precious prayers of Avalokiteshvara, Kuan Yin, Chen Yin, come forth, come true. In this life and all future lives, may we be protected by Lord Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. May we never be separated. Whoever sees us, whoever hears us, whoever has anything to do with us, good and bad, may they have connection to Lord Buddha, the Holy Dharma, and the Sangha. May all of our negative habits, our self-cherishing mind, and our selfish attitude completely transform and change from this moment on. May we use our body to benefit others. May we use our mind to benefit others. May we use our speech to benefit others. May we use our body, our speech, and our mind to benefit others. May we stop benefiting ourselves, which actually brings more suffering to ourselves. May we benefit others. May we use our body, our speech, and our mind to benefit others. And all the negative karma that we committed in this life and previous lives, we confess now, we purify now, we regret now. We lay down with a mind of regret all the negativities we collected in our previous lives until now with our body, speech, and mind. We regret deeply. We never wish to do it again. And in a few days' time, we'll take a refuge vows and we'll renew it, and we will hold those well. We will benefit others, we will benefit others, we will benefit others. Think like that. Recite the Bodhicitta prayers one more time slowly and think, I wish to achieve Bodhicitta. Janju Sen. Janju Sen. May we be of tremendous benefit to others in this life and future lives. May we gain incredible patience. May we forgive those that we have anger towards. May we get rid of, illuminate our anger. We develop a mind of purpose and totally thinks of helping and benefiting others. May we change our habits. Those that harm, we transform. Those that are beneficial, we increase evermore. Very good. Now, the Singtel will take pictures. The monk is very kind. Everybody stand here, pair by pair, and take pictures, okay? Come. Okay, come. Come this way, come this way. No. Don't push Singtel, don't be Singtel. He's taking pictures. Come this way, come this way, come this way. Have him go behind. Let the monk pass, let the monk pass. Come. Be careful. Good. Make sure the Buddha's a very good opportunity. Good, good. Buddha's in? Good. Make sure it's clear enough. Take your time. No one. Yes. It's okay. No problem. No problem. Just something dropped from me.
Okay.
We all know the significance of this alarm, which is super meditative. Here's my history bullet, you can notice. On this wall, you see Green Tower. On this wall, behind this wall, you see Avalokiteshvara. And on that side, Red Tower. You can notice all around the prayer. Now you guys go make up the Butterland offering. After the Butterland offering, come down here and do personal prayers until 9 o'clock. I'll see you guys here. Purnami. And when you light the Butterland, recite Kintama or Genju Senjo to Chief or any mandate you have, alright? Make it significant. Don't pass it on top. Recite the mandate. Please make offerings, alright? Those of you who make the offering to Butterland, who like to make a contribution to it, then you can pass it over to Paul for the Butterland contribution. Whatever you like, alright? Go ahead now, make offerings to Butterland. Put them one by one.
And then come to your phone, make certain revelations.
Ready?
Ready?
Thank you. Or you just want to focus more, then you can sit and meditate.
many, many ways of doing it. Okay? Both is quite good. Both is quite good. Questions? Okay. All mantras are effective because the place is the place associated with an enlightened being, such as Lord Buddha in this case. So, the place is an enlightened being. I would suggest that if you know your Guru's mantra, if your samaya with your Guru is very strong, if you do your Guru's mantra, it's very, very powerful. Or, you can do the mantra of Vajrasattva. Short form. If you do the mantra of Vajrasattva, it's very, very good because it is a place associated with healing, purification, dispelling, excluding negative karma. Why? Why do you want to purify? It isn't just to relieve you of negative circumstances and ugliness and disharmony and unhappiness or anger or anything that makes you have obstacles in this life. It's also to remove the deep-seated obstacles we have in our mind that when we do practices, we cannot gain any type of things. So when we do purification practices in holy places, it's very powerful because you purify the obscurations and illusions on a gross level so that attainments may come. And when attainments start coming, you can apply those attainments stronger and stronger and stronger where the negativities are completely uprooted. So, Vajrasattva's mantra is very, very powerful. There is no best mantra. Vajrasattva is very good. If you know the Lamba Om Vajrasattva, somebody applied this, so then it's just an example, okay? Or the short mantra of Vajrasattva. If you're going to do Vajrasattva's mantra, you apply the four opponent powers. Regret, wishing not to do the action again, doing the reversal of the action, and action that purifies negative actions, such as circumambulation or reciting the mantras. And if you have the 35 conventional Buddhas memorized, 35 conventional Buddhas exercised, while you circumambulate, recite the phrases of 39 conventional Buddhas. Alright? Another mantra that's very effective is Risungombo, means the combination of three Bodhisattvas, Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, example. Alright? And if you have the higher tantric initiations, example, you have Hiruka, Yamataka, Sita Manitara, Kuyi Samaja, and Vajrayogini, then for those who have higher tantric initiations, you visualize the stupa as the divine abode of the meditational deity. Example, Vajrayogini. And the deity inside is Vajrayogini. Then the whole mandala palace is the divine palace of Vajrayogini. And everybody that you see inside, everybody you see walking, you transform it into pure sight. We don't think, oh, this person is short, this person is slow, this person is talking, this person is disruptive, this person is attractive, this person is not attractive. You transform the thought, you think that everyone in the holy area is a dakha or dakini, an entourage of Vajrayogini. You think like that. So whoever you see is an entourage of Vajrayogini. Whoever you hear is Vajrayogini's mantra, whatever, and the main deity is Vajrayogini. Then you yourself generate yourself in the form of Vajrayogini. You generate yourself in the form of Vajrayogini, and you do Vajrayogini's mantra silently and quietly, and you focus, and you think, and you focus. So inside is Vajrayogini, outside is Vajrayogini. Secret Vajrayogini is wishing to benefit others. And then the whole mandala itself is a Vajrayogini abode, the center deity is Vajrayogini herself. If you wish to do the higher tantras, you can also transform that into Yamataka, Hiruka, Uya Samaja, Sita Manitara, Kalachakra, whatever you prefer. So that would be very, very powerful. And then the deity in the center, which is the main deity, example Vajrayogini in this case, you can think it is one with your Guru. One very, very, very powerful practice. Alright? Or clean obscurations. The aim is the same, but the method is different according to our level and our practice. Questions? Questions? Clear? Good. Alright. We'll do a dedication. Alright? Remember from the beginning of our journey up till now, what we have been doing is to come to a holy place to pray, to purify our karma, to think about the people that have been very kind to us, to wish for a long life for our lamas, to wish that our obstacles are dispelled so that we can gain attainments, that we can be a benefit to others. This is a very holy spot, this whole area. So you should think that I wish to generate the mind of Bodhicitta, in every decision. Think about that verse 1. All the things that we've done up to this very moment, may we gain bodhicitta. May we gain realization shunyata. Think like that. Jachu. Focus and chant 3 times. Focus. Jachu. Focus. Jachu. May I gain bodhicitta. Where bodhicitta has begun, may it grow. Where it's not begun, may it appear. And the realization is shunya, being very pure. Domi. And with bodhicitta, shunyata, like two wings of bird, we fly to enlightenment. Gyawan. Chant louder and clear, focus. Gyawan.
Thank you.